This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. Not everyone is careful with your personal information, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the U.S. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year by visiting LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So Tommy Lahren is here, and Tommy's doing Outnumbered at the top of the hour. You know she's host of Outkicks. Tommy Lahren is fearless. And Tommy, just real quick, I went a little long in the segment, but I want to get you to weigh in on this overseas trip. I'm stunned by how much sound I have of Democrats who seem impressed with what Trump pulled off. What did you think?
I think they have to. They have to acknowledge it. And some, though, they'd rather talk about the Diddy trial. So if you turn on the other networks, it's like they don't want to give too much credit. And it's like full Diddy coverage, which is important. We're covering it, too. But, you know, earlier in the week, it was the jet from Qatar. That was the big distraction. And then the Diddy trial. And now they're having to give a little bit of credit where credit is due. It will be short lived. You can bet on that.
Right. Unless he stays on a roll. And as I just watched Chris Caliza on the other channel, and they do actually on our channel, rolled in from his podcast. He says he's never seen the Democrats in his career in such disarray. What about you? How do you feel about it?
Well, let's look at what they're going through right now at the DNC. Look at poor little David Hogg, right? He didn't meet the gender balance. They're tossing him out.
They're tossing out his election result where he was the number two because he wasn't because he was too white.
Well, he's too male, I guess, which is weird to me, Brian, because I thought you could be anything that you wanted to be. And the whole DNC protocol was that they had men, women, they had non-binary. So I don't know why he doesn't just identify as something else. But he tried to shake up the party. He wants younger voices, more passionate voices. That's not going to help him, but at least it gives some excitement. And they're tossing him out because he's not gender balanced enough. So the Democrats, they continue to impress us. Van Hollen is still upset that Kilmer Abrego-Garcia, he's the only one that's still beating that drum.
He's still doing that?
Well, he's got to, though. Yeah. I mean, he's in so deep. He has to go the distance.
He did every Sunday show bragging about that. Well, I'm not saying he's a great guy. He just should come back here, really. And then we have two human trafficking. We have a guy they just dug out of prison that said he worked for me as a human trafficker. He'd be the one driving, picking up. And do you know that?
And they're very upset. Speaking of that, going down in Tennessee, they're very upset that ICE is in Tennessee. ICE is in Nashville and has been for the last couple of weeks,
right,
taking a lot of criminal aliens off the streets. And of course, our mayor, he wants to set up a belonging fund for illegal immigrants and their families to help offset the costs of them being deported, rightfully so. So there's a lot going on in Tennessee right now, too. But they are messing with the wrong state. We're pretty red. We literally voted for this.
I'm pretty sure that's some of the stupidest things I've seen since what's happening in Newark, New Jersey, where you're rallying outside a perfectly fine facility for murderers and rapists. More Tommy Lahren in a moment.
Grandpa's here.
Hank's always helping out. Grandpa style. Now he's treating his prostate cancer with help from Xtandi enzalutamide. Xtandi 40 milligram tablets treats men with prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and responds to a medical or surgical treatment to lower testosterone. Xtandi may cause serious side effects, seizure, a brain condition called PRESS, allergic reactions, heart disease that can lead to death, falls and bone fractures, swallowing problems or choking that can lead to death. Stop Xtandi and get medical help at once if your face, tongue, lip or throat start swelling. Tell your doctor at once if you faint, have a seizure, quickly worsening headache, decreased alertness, confusion, vision problems, chest pain or discomfort, or shortness of breath. Xtandi can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during and 3 months after Xtandi. Common side effects include muscle and joint pain, feeling unusually tired, hot flashes, constipation, less appetite, diarrhea, high blood pressure, bleeding, falls, fractures, and headache. Talk to your doctor and visit Xtandi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Factor. Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50. T's and C's apply.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm not in the habit of praising Donald Trump, but I got to tell you, the last week or so in the Middle East, I think the president has in this last week or so played the Middle East pretty darn well. I got to give him some kudos there.
And he did that, and I could play Ben Rhodes too, Obama National Security Advisor. He did a lot of the great moves, and I'm being sarcastic, that Barack Obama did. Remember, Barack Obama gave us the Libya mess. He also was the idea that after the surge, he was thought it would be a great idea to pull every one of our troops out of Iraq, and then we got ISIS. Ben Rhodes was behind that, but he says, I got to give Trump credit for going out of the box and not being locked into a doctrine. Tommy Lahren's still with us. You know about her show on OutKick. She is fearless, and she's about to go on Outnumbered. Are your thoughts about these guys weighing in? Do you feel the same way?
I feel the same way, but I also think being associated with the Democrat Party right now, if you are a serious strategist or individual that wants to have a career, being associated with the Democrat Party right now is toxic. It's poison. So maybe giving President Trump some credit is their way of subtly distancing themselves from that. And also, they'd rather talk about Trump's success in the Middle East rather than talking about the Biden tell-all books, because a lot of them are going to be swept up in that. So if you're a strategist, you're a Democrat elite in that circle, you'd rather be giving Trump credit than talking about how you covered up Joe Biden's decline, in my opinion.
You know what's so interesting, Tommy? The disconnect. Do you remember after he collapsed in the debate, what did they do? They scheduled like a whole week of appearances, speeches, one-on-one interviews with Stephanopoulos and two or three others. They thought he could work his way out of it. But every single interview, huge flaws. Stephanopoulos would say later, gutlessly, and say it was sad interviewing him. Now they say these bad books are coming out. So let's put him forward. Two appearances, the BBC and The View. Did it help?
It didn't help, and I think Democrats are really hoping that Joe stays home. But he's not going to, because I still don't think that Joe fully recognizes his own decline.
But does Jill?
She absolutely does. Clay Travis and I were talking about this a lot, and we've both been discussing it. But if this is what his advisors were seeing and the people in his inner circle, what was Jill seeing? That's evil. That's absolutely evil that you allowed that to happen to your husband.
My hunch, Hunter and Jill were running the country. I really
believe that's a horrifying thought.
When you find out the cabinet was locked out and the secretaries were locked, that's what they're saying, unnamed. But you say that they couldn't get access to him. Who else has access to him?
I think they kept it a real tight-knit circle, but we could see it. This is what's annoying me this week the most, is that these media members now are saying, well, we were lied to. Well, then how come all of us could detect it? You guys are supposed to be journalists and you couldn't see that there was decline there unless the White House told you there was decline? Like, where was your natural intellectual curiosity or just your ability to see and hear?
How about this? Cut 35.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
What do you
Ouch.
Say to that? F you if you don't believe it. F, really? Oh, thank you.
How do these people still have jobs?
I don't know. Why would you listen to whatever he says after that?
Well, it was a big lie to the American people, and the American people are quite sick of the lies. Now we're learning more and more about COVID. Okay, we were lied to a lot there. We were lied to about Joe, and all these members of the media now coming out saying, oh, well, we're going to get to the bottom of it now, and maybe we should have looked into this a little bit more. It's shocking that they still have time on the airwaves, Brian.
What about this? Jake Sullivan, in his book, he wasn't recognized. The National Security Advisor wasn't recognized. Listen to his response here. Cut 30.
You never witnessed this thing that all these aides are talking about to these journalists, that sometimes he would just sort of fade away. You never witnessed that.
I could just tell you my own personal experience. I cannot speak on behalf of aides, unnamed people, and I can't speak on behalf of what folks reacted to when they saw him operating in public. All I can do is tell you my experience with him, and that's what I've done.
Cut 29.
There's actually an excerpt in the book where it says he forgot your name in December 2022. He called you Steve a couple of times. Did that happen?
I do not recall that ever happening. And I will tell you, Joe Biden knows my name. He knows my name.
Wait a second. Steve who? I'm like, who do you think he was?
But the rationalizations, and this is still going on for those who are not being completely forthright. Their biggest defense of him was he stood up today, and Jill on The View, he put in a full day, guys. And then even sometimes at night, he was doing a little more.
Wow.
And that's their biggest thing is, well, you know, he usually remembered my name. And every time I saw him, you know, he was breathing. And they want us to applaud that. That he was able to function?
Right. So here's the thing. The Russia investigation, we know that was a big hoax for 2.5 years. And then when the Mueller report comes out, they change gears. And then we know about COVID when it came out. Now we find out what was going on behind the scenes. Perhaps HHS is more complicit than anybody else. But then we find out about the laptop. Remember in 2020, if you brought up the laptop. In fact, we have that. Chuck Todd talking about people and the laptop. But if you brought up the laptop, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then 6 months later, the New York Times goes, the laptop is real. We knew it was real. And then they expect us to say, now they want us to believe it, that Joe Biden was fine. Now we know he wasn't fine. So where is your credibility? Listen to Chuck Todd when asked about the laptop, remember?
Instead of Roger Stone and WikiLeaks, it's Rudy Giuliani and some computer guy in Delaware. So this didn't work. So he'll try another planted story or another, you know, Russian discredited Russian propaganda. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. Shame on you. I don't know how some of you sleep at night who are doing this for a living on television.
Listen how angry he is. He really thought that the laptop wasn't real. We knew it was real. All you have to do is say, Mr. President, is this your laptop? Because I'm about to go on the air. Or Mr. Vice President at the time, about to go in the air. Is it yours? Could it be yours? Is some of these emails real? But no one made any of those efforts, including the 52 intel agents that swore it was Russian disinformation.
A lot of discussion right now about why Fox News and other, I guess, right-wing alternative media podcasting, why are they doing so well right now? Well, that's exactly your answer. The American people have been lied to over and over and over and over again. They would rather listen to a comedian on a podcast or Joe Rogan, or they would rather certainly watch Fox News than be lied to by all these people who shamed them for simply asking questions. You can't ask about Joe. You can't ask about COVID. You can't ask about vaccines. You can't ask about the laptop. You can't ask about the lab leak theory. They told us all these things were off limits. They lied to us. And now they wonder why people don't want to watch them anymore. Well, I have a few hundred reasons why.
So is there any doubt in your mind that the next person to emerge has to be separate from anyone we've been dealing with? I mean, Bernie, obviously too old. AOC is too sullied. All these other people have been in and around Joe Biden. The next person to emerge on the left has to come out, I think, of the wilderness. I mean, it's got
to
be some mayor we don't know or some lieutenant governor that hasn't established themselves yet.
Nobody that was around Joe Biden, and that includes Pete Buttigieg, nobody that was around Biden that experienced that has any credibility or any shot. None of them. That includes Gavin, Whitmer, all of them. They're all out. It's got to be somebody that's complete unknown. They're waiting in the wings. They're going to wait a couple of years. They don't want to be associated with the Democrat Party right now. There will be some kind of a movement, and that person will have to be very honest and say, yes, Joe Biden was failing. But the Democrat Party is probably going to snuff that person out, too.
You know, what's interesting is I almost think the analogy is Iraq, because do you remember that people were so upset about Iraq and whether they're saying that we should not have voted the 70 senators that voted for Iraq? So Hillary Clinton was vulnerable because this young senator, who's been there for 2 years, came out against Iraq, even though we never found that tape. We never found his state Senate stand. He kept saying, I was never for the Iraq war. You have to find somebody on the left that said, I never believed the Russia thing. I always believed the laptop was real. And I never thought Joe Biden should have been president. I don't know if anybody can find that person.
Or I don't believe that criminal illegal aliens should be out and about walking amongst us. That would be another great one. But then you're essentially a Republican at that point.
I know. At some point. I mean, I have to make sure the murderers and rapists are being treated well in prison. That's how I want to. If I'm the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, that's why I want to go to prison. I'm standing up for illegals.
Yeah. So you're essentially a Republican. So it's going to be various degrees of Republican conservatives running in 2028.
So I have this thing on my sheet that says she has to be out by 11:45. And you know what time it is?
Is it 11:45?
It's sad.
Well, they're calling for me down there. I got to get mic'd
outnumbered.
Got to get on the couch.
All right. Costume change or no?
No. This is all you're getting. This is the olive I was requested to wear today.
Right. Oh, you hit your color wheel?
Yes.
Okay. I did not get the olive request. I don't think I could have. I don't think I own olive. But in the future, I will, just in case. Tommy Lahren, thanks so much. We'll watch you in 15 minutes on Outnumbered.
Perfect.
All right. Back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. I hope you will join me every Tuesday and Thursday as we navigate life together and hopefully find ourselves a little bit better on the other side.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.